Just a quick word from our sponsor before we jump into today's episode. Optimizing your internal processes can often be a huge unlock for streamlining revenue and getting you and your team, if you have one, out of a manual process. If you're looking to reduce costs and headaches in one fell swoop, consider graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere, and you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything seems to be more expensive these days, so proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time, like NetSuite, are kind of a no-brainer. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/SPI. netsuite.com/SPI. Once again, netsuite.com/SPI. And now a quick word from our sponsor before we start the show. Ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about? Get started with Memberful. Whether you teach online courses, host a podcast, run a blog, or write a newsletter, Memberful has all the tools you need to unlock revenue and deeply connect with your audience through subscription membership. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website. Plus, with Memberful, there's no need to change your workflow. They work seamlessly and integrate with the tools you already use, including MailChimp, Discord, Zapier, ConvertKit, Google Analytics, and more. Utilize their powerful built-in features and dashboards and watch your business grow. The best part? Memberful gives you full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, and your business. Get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, that's memberful.com/SPI. What's up, Team Flynn? It is Friday, which is kind of interesting because I don't usually publish a podcast episode on Fridays, nor do I publish two podcast episodes in one week. But hey, that's happening this week. Now, truth be told, this episode was supposed to be, it is episode 343 and it remains 343, but it's a little bit different than what I had thought it was going to be. It was supposed to be a behind the scenes conversation with myself and my videographer Caleb as we launched a brand new invention and physical product on Kickstarter. Some of you may have heard of this little thing called the Switch Pod, which I'll talk a little bit about that in the beginning here after I intro, because that's what this episode was supposed to be about, because it was supposed to have launched. But due to manufacturing and prototyping issues, we've had to delay that a little bit, and such is life of an entrepreneur, to delay things here and now, and definitely the life of a physical product entrepreneur. But I'll tell you more about that in a second. But for now, I just wanted to keep you up to date on some things that were happening. Also, you know, it's November now. It's November 2nd. November is a big month for a lot of people, especially because of Thanksgiving. It's time to come back together with family. It's time to give thanks and feel proud of the things we've accomplished during the year. So I wanted to cover a lot of things that I'm thankful for and grateful for, and also give you some up-to-date information on what's happening with FlynnCon 1, my event that's happening next year. Where are we at with ticket sales and how are things going with that? How's the planning process coming together? I also have some fun new projects that I'm starting to wrap my head around moving into 2019 as well that I just want to give you some early information on. So stick around. Here's the intro.
Welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast, where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later. And now your host, he's a proud Disney annual pass holder, Pat Flynn.
Our sponsor today is Uplift Desk, creators of office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. If you're like most entrepreneurs, you probably spend a lot of time sitting. Well, a standing desk can make a huge difference. It's actually a complete game changer. If you haven't tried one before, this offer from Uplift is for you. Plus, you can support the show at the same time. Visit UpliftDesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. Over a million customers have chosen Uplift Desk. Innovative product designs, reasonable pricing, same-day shipping, free accessories with every desk. You can see why they're such a big hit. Standing while I work helps me get the creative juices flowing, helps me focus and stay productive, and I'm way more alert when I'm standing. And Uplift is a great deal. An industry-leading 15-year warranty, free shipping, free return shipping if you need to do that,
and they provide a state-of-the-art experience. They're stable, made of very solid materials, and there are over 100 desktop choices and customizations available. Go to upliftdesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. That's UPLIFT desk.com/SPI to get 5% off your entire order.
Hey, it's Pat here, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I appreciate you spending time with me. We're going to spend about 15 to 20 minutes together in this bonus episode. This is session number 343, the episode that was supposed to come out, which goes into a lot of detail about the SwitchPod, how it got started, how much money was spent, and the prototyping process, and who we worked with, and how we're planning on launching it, all that sort of stuff. That's going to come probably in the next month or so, so look out for that coming soon. But for those of you who hadn't heard yet about the SwitchPod, it is an invention that my videographer and I came up with. And this was born at an event that we went to, a video event in 2017 in Los Angeles. It's called VidSummit. We were sitting there and we had our video equipment with us, and we noticed like most of the other attendees had their video equipment too, many of which were holding what's called a GorillaPod. And this is a very commonly found tripod that has those bendable, flexible legs that can, you know, wrap around poles, and they kind of look like a bunch of little balls that you can move around. And I have one of those too. And vloggers have ended up using that particular tool and shaping it in a way, kind of like a J shape to, or an L, if you will, to turn it into a vlogging tool, to be able to extend the camera out a little bit further than beyond arm's reach to get a wider angle. And then you can kind of open it back up and set it back down as a tripod. And it's just kind of a nice multi-tool when it comes to vlogging or video blogging. And we were sitting there at VidSummit and we were just like, man, this GorillaPod is not really the best solution for vloggers. I have one. I don't like it. My hands are too small. I don't like bending it back and forth all the time between tripod and vlogger mode. And we noticed a lot of other people struggling with that too. So Caleb and I were like, what if there was a better solution for this? And he was like, yeah, what if the legs kind of come in together and create a handle, but then they kind of come back out again. And it's just really easy to switch back and forth. And as we were thinking of this idea, our good friend Richie Norton, who was previously featured here a couple of times on the Smart Passive Income podcast, he is the founder of Prouduct, P-R-O-U-D-U-C-T, Prouduct, like proud product, which helps entrepreneurs create physical products based on their ideas. And he has the manufacturing team, the engineering team, that whole thing. And he just happened to walk by as we were discussing this. And we're like, hey, Richie, what do you think of this idea? And he's like, dude, that's amazing. Let's do it. And I was like, really? Like, just like that? Let's do it. And he's like, yeah, why not? And we're okay. And here we are over a year later. We actually went to VidSummit last month and brought our final prototypes to the event to share with everybody who was there, as many people as we could find. And the in-person validations and feedback were just amazing. And we were so excited to get ready to launch the Kickstarter campaign in the beginning of November here. It was actually supposed to be launched already, but like I said, we pushed it back a little bit because there have been some issues with the prototype. We are adding a few more things for durability. Ours have sort of, because we've been using them a lot and it's the first go around, and because they aren't actually the final material, we learned a lot of things that would only happen after a number of uses. So we're adding a few more items to the final product so that it will last a lot longer. And durability is obviously an important thing when it comes to physical products. Man, we are learning so much with this process, but it's so interesting. And in that episode that was already recorded, which is sort of pre-launch for the SwitchPod, goes over a lot of details and lessons that we've learned along the way that we can pass on to you, whether or not you are going to launch a physical product and more. I mean, I think the biggest lessons are, A, it's expensive, and B, it's just taken a lot more time than we had thought. I mean, I knew it was going to take a lot of time because this is a physical product. There's a lot of back and forth, design iterations, 3D printing, prototypes, China is involved, and all these other things. But it's definitely taken a long time, and we've delayed it just a little bit more because we have been spending a lot of time on this. We want to get the launch right. We want the Kickstarter campaign to go big when it goes live, and we have a number of influencers in the video vlogger space who are willing to help us out, but they need a little bit more time to prepare, and for us, that's worth it. So for those of you who don't know or haven't yet signed up to get notifications when that is all ready to go, all you have to do is go to switchpod.co and you'll hear whenever we know things are happening. So again, switchpod.co. And thank you to those of you who have been very supportive on social media when I've been sharing it and on YouTube. It's just been a lot of fun. And we have more things coming out on all of our channels about this and the process and I have something queued up for you on the blog after it's launched. We'll see how the campaign goes. I have sort of, as we are going along, documented the whole process, and I'll be sharing that whole thing with you, including how much money was spent and all that kind of stuff. Speaking of how much money was spent and how much money is being made, or hopefully will be made, my income reports. A lot of you have been asking me about my income reports. Now, if you are following me on YouTube, awesome. You probably have seen the video that I came out with, which was called, "Well, what happened to my income reports?" And for those of you who don't know, first of all, I would recommend you subscribe to my YouTube channel. If you go to youtube.com/PatFlynn, just hit the subscribe button. If you want to get notifications, hit that bell icon. I have a lot of videos coming out every Tuesday and Thursday. Every Tuesday and Thursday, we have really great videos that are already in the queue coming out. So make sure you subscribe to the channel. Links in the show notes for episode 343 here, as usual, smartpassiveincome.com/session343. All the things mentioned here, all the links with SwitchPod, the YouTube channel, and other things I'll mention later in the episode, all the links will be in the resources section in smartpassiveincome.com/session343. Now, what I was saying was that I had published this YouTube video that really just brought to light exactly what was happening with my income reports. Now, to give you a little bit of background, in case you don't want to go to the YouTube channel or you just want to know right now, I've been publishing income reports on the blog since October 2008. That was the first month that I had ever made money selling anything online. That was through a website that I had in the architecture space. I still have it. You can find it at greenexamacademy.com. The first time I made money on that website outside of advertising was by promoting and selling an ebook study guide that I created to help people pass a very particular and niched exam in the architecture space called the LEED exam. So after that first month, I started smartpassiveincome.com. By the time I'm recording this, we are 10 years after registering that domain name, which is really amazing. But I published my first income report fairly early on just to show people, like, hey, guys, look at this website that I had built in the architecture space. Here's the website. Here is the product. Here's how much I sold it for. Here's how many we sold. Here's how much all of that costs. And guess what? Like, I had no idea how to do this, and I figured it out, and you can too. And that was really the birth of smartpassiveincome.com back in October 2008. And I had such an amazing number of people reach out to me, even though I was just a new blogger, saying, man, that was amazing. Those income reports were awesome. And I knew I wasn't the first one to do it, but I was kind of the first one to do it in a way that wasn't really hiding anything. Like, here's my income, now go buy this thing. I wasn't selling anything. So people really gravitated toward my blog early on because I was doing something very different, like these very transparent income reports, which were not just about the numbers, but they were about the numbers and the lessons that went along with those numbers. So I decided to continue doing those income reports month over month. And I initially just thought I was going to do it one month. Then I was like, oh, I'll do it for a few months and then stop. And then just, again, a lot of people coming my way because of these income reports. So I kept them going, and I kept them going all through the entire 9 years before 2018 hit. And once January 2018 hit, I decided to stop. And I had a lot of people ask me, well, why did you stop? So I'm just going to tell you right now. It was for a number of reasons. Number one, they were not as valuable as they used to be. When I first started out, and the income was about just what was happening on these other websites, and the income was very achievable for many, it was very relatable. It was something that inspired a lot of people and motivated a lot of people. And over time, it just became a report just to see how Pat was doing. It wasn't any more helpful. It wasn't helpful anymore as they used to be. Plus, now that the numbers have grown into the six-figure range per month, a lot of people have felt like I've kind of outgrown them. I'm not able to teach them anymore because I'm in a different realm, which I know is not true. I'm still learning and trying new things, but the income that was being made through a number of the other businesses that I've had were overshadowing just the important lessons that were in those income reports. And I found that a lot of people were leaving or just not gravitating toward those income reports anymore. Secondly, they were taking a ton of time. They would take anywhere between 8 to 16 hours, depending on the lessons that were learned and having to fetch all those numbers and all those things. It was taking a lot of time. And I knew that as my business continued to grow, that I've had to become really smart with where I put my time. And I knew that I could spend more time doing other more important things like building relationships, serving my students, and creating new courses, those kinds of things. So that was a second reason. And the third reason was an obvious one, which is security. Once you start to get income levels of that high, you start to, you know, worry a little bit about, well, what kinds of people are you going to attract? And luckily, I haven't attracted anybody who would cause any harm or any family members coming out of the woodwork to ask for money. That hasn't happened. yet, but I'm thankful that it hasn't, and I don't want to invite those things into my life. So for that reason, I decided to experiment and stop and see what would happen. Now, the income reports for years have been like the number one most visited pages on my website, and I was really interested to see what it would do with my traffic. I was interested to see what it would do with the relationship that I had with you and those of you who have been following them for a long time. And honestly, I haven't seen any negative blowback, only questions like, why did you stop? Like, tell us the reasons. And this is why I created this YouTube video and why I'm telling you these reasons now. But I will say that starting in 2019, the income reports are coming back. But no, they're not coming back in the exact same way. They're going to come back in what I feel is a more valuable way, and that is campaign-based reports. Meaning, imagine that I do a webinar and I write a report about this exact campaign that was run to launch a brand new product or something like that. And that involved a webinar, a number of emails, and a number of dollars invested in advertising, a number of dollars, you know, returned in profit and earnings and the whole thing. So you would get the very, very specific details about that very, very specific campaign such that you can copy and paste them into your own if you'd like, or turn them into your own style, however you want to do it. So here are all the emails. Here's all the ads. Here's the ad copy. Here are the images we use. Here is the breakdown for the webinar registrations. Here is the show up rate. Here's a few things we did to increase the show up rate. Here's a few things that I think that we could have done better and that we'll probably do next time. Here is the overall profit. Here is where we made mistakes. Here is what went well. Here's what you should do. And I feel that by going campaign-based, we're able to better create cookie-cutter options for you as you grow your business. So that's going to start in 2019, and it's going to be across a number of different realms, not just webinars and things that require Facebook ads, but launching a new book or writing a new book and, you know, I don't know, advertising, sponsorships on the podcast, like all those kinds of things you will have direct access to so that it will better serve you. And I know it'll better serve you. So I'm excited about that. I hope you're excited about that too. If you want to give me a little shout out on Twitter or Instagram at Pat Flynn in reference to how you feel the new direction for the campaign-based income reports will be, let me know. It will give me a lot of encouragement, and you guys are very much a part of this equation. So you can let me know what you think so that I can course correct if I need to. And that's really what this whole entrepreneurship journey has been about, course correction. But the most important thing when it comes to course correction is knowing what your destination is. And what's really cool is I've had newer goals along the way. I've had new addresses to put into the navigation menu. And it's always important to do that, because once you reach one particular goal, you don't want to just go like sit and rest on your laurels and be complacent. You want to always shoot for higher and put new addresses, new destinations into that navigation menu, because that's going to be your guide. Even if you get off course a little bit, actually your navigation is going to bring you back. Oh, make a U-turn up ahead and get back onto the road that you were supposed to be on. It's very important you know why you're doing what you're doing and where your goals are. And in my journey, it's been number one to serve you, to be the best help on the internet for you, to help you build your business from scratch as you grow, as you continue to scale, no matter what level you're at, to have the best information and most honest and authentic information on the web from somebody who you can trust, who is hopefully relatable. And if that's not the case, then there's probably somebody else that could better serve you. But hopefully you feel that way, which is why you're listening to the Smart Passive Income podcast and reading the Smart Passive Income blog and watching Pat Flynn and being a part of Team Flynn on YouTube. And again, I'm just so appreciative of your time. And thank you so much for your comments. Again, at Pat Flynn on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to just give me a little pause and just let me know what you think of the income reports and the direction that we're moving into 2019 with those things. So thank you for letting me share that. Now, what else is going on? So number three, I don't even know what number we're on. I'm just kind of spilling the beans for you today. The event, FlynnCon 1. I had sent one email. By the time I've recorded this, I've only sent one major email to my entire list. And already I think we're really close. I haven't checked recently, but it's been pretty steady over the last few weeks. Definitely a large rush up front. But we're close to half sold out already. I mean, this is going to go fast. I haven't even really pushed it very aggressively because I just wanted the super fans to come in. And honestly, there's not going to be much room left very soon. The price will be going up at the end of this month as well, or very shortly, actually. So make sure you get your tickets to FlynnCon July 26th to 28th in San Diego if you haven't gotten them already, because they will sell out. And I promise this will be an event experience unlike anything you will have ever attended or may ever attend. We're putting out all the stops and we're making it very special for you, because this will be an event that hopefully happens every single year. I've already bought the domain names for the first 10 FlynnCons, guys. So, yeah, it's coming. We have a lot of big plans, especially for returning members. But it all starts with this first one to just validate that, yes, people wanted it, and they do. And there's tickets already being sold, already 50% sold out, just about. And hopefully people won't want to come back, because we are putting a lot of effort into this to make it special. And it's really interesting what has happened ever since announcing it. For those of you who don't know, you could check it out at FlynnCon1.com. We're introducing something brand new that has, or at least I've never seen it before, and it's called the Smart Bar, obviously branded to Smart Passive Income. But the Smart Bar is, imagine the sponsors of the event. Like, yes, there will be sponsors, some of your favorite organizations and businesses, ConvertKit, Teachable, Buzzsprout, and a number of others. They're going to be there, but they're not going to be there with booths to sell you things. They're going to be there with bars to help you. So imagine the Apple bar, that the Genius bar at Apple Store, like that, but for your email. So if you need help with an email campaign or getting your funnels in place, like ConvertKit's going to be there, and they're going to help you. You'll be able to work with them, and you'll be in a little area with them as they help you out. Same thing with your podcast and Buzzsprout, or with your online courses and Teachable. This is going to be an epic resource that some people have told me, like, Pat, I would go just for that. Even if it was nothing else but that direct help from those companies, I would go, which is really amazing. But the other flip side of this is I've been getting a lot of companies reaching out and going, Pat, how could I be a part of the Smart Bar? I want to be in the Smart Bar. I want to help. And it's been really interesting. I've been really thinking hard about why these companies are so interested. And it's because they know that if they can help you, you will likely want to work with them in the future. So especially for ConvertKit, right? Like, a lot of you use ConvertKit. Some of you don't, which is okay, which they'll still help you if you don't use them, obviously. But what's really cool is, like, yes, obviously they'll hopefully convert you into a ConvertKit user, but that's not what the play is going to be. The play really is for a lot of the existing members of ConvertKit, and brand new members, obviously, but the existing members of ConvertKit, the existing subscribers who have used and are using ConvertKit, they know. Smart companies know this. A returning customer is just as important as a brand new customer. And so they're there to serve you, to help you remember why they're great, but also serve you so you can get things working if they aren't, or optimize things that you've started. So I just love the feedback I've been getting about the Smart Bar, which is really cool. I've had a lot of people ask me, Pat, like, can I bring my family to the event? Not to the event. Like, yes, obviously you can bring your family to the event, and you can look on the FAQ for age requirements and all those sorts of things. I would love as many kids there as possible, but there are some legal things related to that that are available on the sales page at FlynnCon1.com. But even if you didn't bring your kids and family to the event, you could bring them to San Diego, because guess what? San Diego has a lot to offer, and I've heard a number of people who have bought tickets that are making a family vacation out of it. Actually, I think the coolest thing is I've probably gotten about a dozen emails from teachers who said, Pat, thank you for putting on an event during the summer when I can finally go. And I didn't really think about, like, I knew I wanted to have the event in the summer because I knew families could come, but specifically for teachers, I mean, when you think about it, teachers can't really go on conferences that usually happen in the either March and April season or the September and October season, because they're in school and they're working so hard trying to teach kids. But I'm just so thankful that they've seen this opportunity to come to San Diego in July and to spend time with me and the SPI tribe and Team Flynn. And that's, again, really what FlynnCon is all about. It's bringing the community together. You're going to see some of your favorite podcast guests on the show on stage. You're going to get to meet a lot of the other SPI community members. We're going to do some, there's so many things I want to share with you that we're going to do that I can't, because I don't want to ruin the surprise. And that's really what the whole weekend is going to be about, surprise. So from Friday night all throughout Sunday, and Saturday too, but I mean through Sunday. We're not going to, like, skip the fun on Saturday, but throughout the whole time, we're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to have a lot of surprised moments. There are guest speakers who you won't even know who they are until I reveal them on stage, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm hoping for some great feedback and for an amazing start of what's going to be hopefully a wonderful annual run of FlynnCons moving forward. So, man, I'm so excited about that. I'm so thankful to all of you who have purchased tickets already. A special shout out to Philip Taylor from FinCon, FinCon. For those of you who might remember an episode I did a while back when I talked about my speaking career, FinCon, the Financial Blogger Conference, was the very first conference I ever spoke at in 2011. It was Philip Taylor who had invited me to go speak at his event. It was supposed to be a breakout session, but the closing keynote wasn't able to make it, and I did the closing keynote, and that was my very first conference that I had ever spoken at ever, my very first public speaking experience, which was frightening, but eye-opening and life-changing. And now I saw Philip Taylor bought a couple tickets, one for himself and his daughter, to come to San Diego next year. And it was just really special because now he's attending my first event when I attended his. It's just super cool. And so very thankful for all of Team Flynn who has already purchased tickets. And if you haven't already, Team Flynn, now's your time. All you have to do is go to flynncon1.com and you can check it out there. Now, what else have I been up to? So a couple other things. You know, I think it's important in our lives as we build our businesses, as we work hard, as we support our families, it's also really important to do fun things for yourself too. That's what keeps, you know, me going sometimes, is knowing that every Wednesday morning at 6:30, I work with Lee Anderson from the Play Guitar podcast to take a 1 hour guitar lesson. So I have my Gibson 335 in the morning at 6:30 a.m. and I'm in my office and I don't have the amp on, but he can hear me play and we're practicing. He's teaching me how to do the blues. And I'm learning how to play the guitar live with somebody over FaceTime, which is really amazing. That one we do over Skype. I work with my trainer, Jeff, over FaceTime, who lives in Cincinnati. But anyway, technology is amazing. It allows you to do these amazing things and connect with a lot of the amazing people to help teach you things. Learning guitar is something, you know, I've played guitar for a long time, but I've just kind of dabbled in it. But I'm really taking it seriously now. And this weekly class with Lee has been amazing. And you should do something for yourself like that. I mean, just to expand your brain, to mix it up a bit, to have some breathing space outside of those things that you're working so hard on. I hope you're doing something for yourself too, because it's really, really important. I'm also thinking about writing a fiction novel. This is another thing that I've always wanted to do, and I've been allowing myself a little bit of time here now to think about the plot line, to outline the story, and I'm going to start writing it probably in 2019, just kind of on the side. It's another one of those things that's, for me, that is taking my brain away. It's kind of meditative, and it's also, I found, helping me just think about writing in general, which obviously plays a role in online business. So some of you may have seen a tweet from me not too long ago related to the fact that, you know, thinking about this plot line and these characters and bringing them to life has been really amazing in terms of like an exercise to just like create. And I think it's a really important thing for all entrepreneurs to have, is that sort of like creative mode where there's really nothing holding you back. And so writing a story could be a great way to do that. Many entrepreneurs paint or do music. I think those things are really important. So writing a story, we'll see where that goes, but I'm just having fun with it more than anything. And then finally, my next business book. So you'll hear more about this later, but I am working on and putting the final touches on the next book. So many of you have heard of Let Go. Not Let It Go from Frozen, but Let Go, my book that was written in 2013, which actually just came out again on Kickstarter with the printed version, which I'm just very thankful for everybody who backed that Kickstarter campaign. You all should have the book in hand now. If not, it's probably headed your way overseas or something like that. So thank you for that. So that was my first book, Let Go. My second book, Will It Fly, which went on to become a bestseller and has now been published in 6 different languages. It's just amazing to see how far that has flown. My next one's coming and I cannot wait to share it with you. I don't even want to mention the name of it right now or what it's about, but I think it's something that you will all enjoy because you are all a part of it. And big thanks to all the people who I know are listening to this, who have supported me along the way with that specific book, the new one that's coming out. But all of you, you have all supported me because you are all, like I said, a part of this book and part of this journey with me. And I'm very thankful that I get to open up every once in a while in these kinds of episodes and share what's happening behind the scenes. And just hopefully you could feel the excitement that is building up with a lot of these different projects that I have going on. I mean, we're going into 2019 and I have a lot of things that I want to accomplish, this big event, my new book, and hopefully you have some big lofty goals ahead of you too. But I want you to know that I'm here to support you, just like I know you're there to support me. This is a team thing. This is why it's Team Flynn. Like, yeah, maybe I'm the team captain, but you know, I'm going to pass you the ball every once in a while and you're going to score a goal too. So we're all in this together. Team Flynn, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for listening in. And if you want to give me a shout out on Instagram or Twitter, which is where I'm most active, @PatFlynn is where you can let me know that you heard this and that you can, you know, whatever you think about the income reports or just whatever thoughts you might have that you want to pass along. I will be there, and more than likely I will at the times that I do allow for myself to be on social media every day. I do that in chunks every day. I'll at least, you know, like your comment or try and reply to you. And again, thank you so much for all of you and your attention. I appreciate you so much. And make sure you hit subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Look out for next week's show. We got a great show coming your way. Hit subscribe. Team Flynn, you're amazing. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Passive Income Podcast at www.smartpassiveincome.com.
Entrepreneurs, what is the smart way to save when your growing business takes you on the road? Whether you're going to events or conventions or you're speaking somewhere, no matter what it is, you need to sign up for a free membership with Hertz Business Rewards. Yep, Hertz Rental Car created a program to help small and mid-sized businesses save money. Work trips, client meetings, industry conferences. With Hertz Business Rewards, you save at least 20% every time you rent a car. And you'll save on more than just the daily rate. Members earn credits redeemable toward free rental days, and it's also free to add an additional driver if any additional coworkers come along. And for those Gen Z entrepreneurs out there, no young renter fees. Plus, sign up for Hertz Business Rewards today and earn 3x credit during your first 90 days. These benefits add up to big savings that stack more dollars in your wallet. Join for free at hertz.com/businessrewards. Applies to base rate, taxes, fees, and options excluded. Additional terms and exclusions apply. Visit hertz.com/businessrewards to learn more. Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you're looking for a new podcast to add to your rotation, I highly recommend Problem Solvers, hosted by Jason Pfeiffer, who's been on the show a few times, actually. As you probably heard in the credits, both our shows are on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. On Problem Solvers, Entrepreneur's editor-in-chief tells the stories of real founders that solved real problems in their businesses, helping listeners get through any obstacles in their own ventures. And each episode is really distinct and easy to follow, and they're bite-sized too, usually around 15 to 20 minutes. And Jason pulls each story out himself so you can avoid the same crippling problems. Matt and I were recently on the show in episode 302, and Jason recently hosted a great episode on whether anyone can be too quote-unquote curious for a traditional career. Listen to Problem Solvers right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.